The second annual River Blast will take place on the banks of the Kentucky River and will focus on fostering public appreciation of the resource. Rob Meinrich is the manager of Fort Boonesboro State Park. He says things aren't the same way they used to be on the Kentucky River.
I guess the goal is, you know, we want to see people coming up and down the river and being able to access all the different pools throughout the river like it was years ago, because a lot of the locks are in poor shape. And I know I grew up here, and in the early 80s we were water skiing and swimming in the river all the time. So I think the goal and vision is to get back to that.
Meinrich says the Kentucky River Authority is the governing body in charge of the waterway, and their goal is to raise funding for opening closed locks and rebuilding dams in the river. Rob Rumpke heads Bluegrass Tomorrow, a co-host of the event. He thinks the river can regain its former glory with the attention of the public.
The intention of River Blast is to bring the masses to the resource, bring them to the river to not only celebrate the river and to encourage river recreation, but also to understand the resource and the watershed. And we bring the masses by offering fireworks, entertainment, paddle races on the river, all the things that go with a great festival.
Meinrich adds that kayak and canoe races won't be the only attraction the day holds.
They'll kick it off with a car show, and there's bands scheduled throughout the evening. There's a band playing from 3 to 5, Bent Penny Band, and then Dub Love Reggae Band performs from 5:30 to 7:30, and then Swing Street is scheduled from 7:30 to 9:30, and there'll be fireworks at 9:30 p.m.
Admission to the day-long event is $5 per carload. Meinrich says for that, you get a lot.
There's a lot of activities for the whole family. You've got, as I mentioned earlier, the car show, but then there's all kinds of inflatables for the kids. Kids games, arts and crafts exhibits. I think we've got 16 food vendors this year, which include everything from barbecue to Caribbean chicken to ice cream and candy.
Meinrich says over 5,000 people turned out for the very first River Bash last year. Rumpke says those numbers are encouraging.
It's amazing in Central Kentucky to draw that many folks to a first-year event, but I think we captured their imagination. I think people want to get back to nature. They want to get back to the river. And, you know, it's been long overdue to celebrate our river. You know, so many other cities do great river festivals and river events, and they celebrate their river. And for some reason, we've not done that with the Kentucky River, but we're doing it now.
This year's River Blast will be held all day Saturday, August 1st at Fort Boonesboro State Park with help from the Kentucky River Water Trail Alliance, Kentucky American Water, and the State Parks Department. Reporting for Moorhead State Public Radio, I'm Arlo Barnett.